Good evening, theme. How's everybody? Nice to see you again. Wow. I'm turning the lights up a little bit. Not the blue lights, though. The real ones. Thing didn't say blind out in your book. All right, I'll start you off with a little Saturday night song. It's almost Saturday. So. Thank you.
me what you gonna do for me. Crying mama, no rival, been out all night long. last time I leave here. Money shouldn't have a hard time, some of these. Can you grieve like you don't know? Say you cry from door to door. Will I treat you like a mother can? Well, they did it all.
This here, this is an old Flamin' Groovies song. We got some Flamin' Groovies fans in the house. All right, y'all know where it's at.
Y'all know nothing about that.
It's called City Lights. Leave, I go down to the city. Well, the neon lights all shine so bright and pretty. Nighttime girls always laughing. Movie stars are autographing, yeah. There's so much I want to see. Buy myself a store-bought suit and a Stetson and a big fur coat so the winter never gets in. Take myself down to the station, ask the girl for information, yeah. Buy my trip, Cambridge, MA. Thank you. Go and see the Empire, tallest building, where the planes shot that big monkey and they killed him. But I'm a fool, go on wishing, might as well go on with my fishing, yeah. I wish I was sweet. City lights keep calling me, telling me to leave my country home, leave my home, my country home. I think Luther will be back later. Be quick. That was fun, wasn't it? Now we'll get back to the gloom and doom for you. This is another old Booker White song I've been doing for many years, actually. I started doing a song when I was a young strapping lad, as opposed to a middle-aged strapping lad. When, back in the 80s, when I was in the Coast Guard, I was stationed on a buoy boat on the Mississippi River. And it was about 4 hours away from my family home in a place called Carroll County, Mississippi. So on weekends, I used to go up there and go hunt and fish and help out my cousin, who was a cattle rancher. And in the wintertime, we had to call the cows over to where the hay was. We used to do it like this. So, One day the light bulb went on, and I said, well, man, I'll incorporate that into my singing career, as it was at that point in time. So I did, and I went out to California, and I got a gig playing at an open mic. I got a gig at a folk club there called the Freight and Salvage, that's right, damn Berkeley hippies. And I could say worse. It's unwashed Berkeley hippies. I started playing the Freight Salvage regularly, and then I got a gator festival here and there. I was still in service then and stuff. And then after I got out, I got a record deal off of it, right? So things kept going. A few years ago, a guy named Denzel Washington asked me to play this song in a Hollywood movie. So I'm gonna give a steady mileage on. Here we go. Woo!
switching. Couldn't get nobody to go my best second hand on. For I can change my clothes. Chain my clothes. I remember when it was freezing cold. You stuck in me and my convict coat, singing high low. For I can chain my clothes. How long, for I can chain my clothes?
For the civilians, just so you know, like 40% of guitar playing is jive. Like making other people think we know something special that they don't know. I probably shouldn't have told you that. She had a snake for a pet. I actually knew her. I still know her. She lives down in New Orleans. And she's about 72 years old. She was breeding a dwarf. I know him too, actually. Actually, I'm the only person, I'm probably the only person in the history of showbiz to like make a record deal over the Frank Zappa catalog and lose his ass. And it was here, too. Anyway, I'm gonna do this song for Harris tune I wrote a while back ago. Was inspired by a friend I made, a great musician, who had the unique bragging rights that he made records in eight decades of the 20th century. Actually, his name was Henry J. Townsend, and if you hadn't heard him, you should. Henry was born in 1909 in a place called Shelby, Mississippi. He ran away from home when he was 8 years old, moved to Cairo, Illinois. They told him he could come back home. He left to avoid getting a whooping. They told him he could come back home, but he never went back. And he went to Cairo, he learned to play guitar, and moved up to St. Louis, where he stayed for the next 80 or so years. Now, I found out he was still living back in the 90s, and I wrote him a letter, because that's what you did back in them days. You wrote a letter, and I never heard nothing out of him until I had some friends in St. Louis who took him one of my records, and I guess he heard the record and liked it, so then he still had the letter. Called my number. I had moved, but kept the same number, and I was in Denver, and called in Denver Airport, called in my phone machine, #9, you remember that? Hit the #9, and there was Henry Townsend on the thing. So the next time I played St. Louis, we met up, and we became fast friends. Now, Henry had this habit of coming out to my gigs there. He used to come out to my rock gig in his Rascal-powered scooter and FUBU denim suit. And he'd sit out there and cheer me, you know. But at the end of the night, because I don't tell this story on Matt's show, I just do it on a solo show, you know, so at the end of the night, Henry comes up and says to me, "You know, man, you didn't even talk about me." So, as y'all are my witness, Henry Townsend, I'm talking about you. Henry passed away back in 2006 or somewhere there, so at the age of 96, actually. But highest compliment anybody ever paid me since I've been playing music. This is my 40th year of severe guitar addiction. Highest compliment anybody who played me playing music was Henry Townsend when he played this song for me. He said, "You know, that sounds like me." So there you go, Henry.
Said it ain't but the one thing, baby.
love and show keep worrying my mind. Want a cool drink of water and you hit me turpentine.
Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Nice to see ya. Tell you a little tale before I go. This is a little ditty about going home to grandma's. Yes. When I was a little kid, I was going to start from the beginning. What Don Henley say? Let's start from the beginning. Well, my parents didn't know each other. They had both immigrated from Mississippi to California, and they met each other out there at the end of the 50s. So by my time, we were living out there in the Bay Area, where I spent my first 12 years. So at some point or another, when my mom would get the desire to go back home, it was a big ordeal. And like this, a 3-day car trip back in the days. So I thought that everybody's grandparents lived in a log cabin somewhere across the country and in the 19th century, basically. So left a indelible impression, you know, playing this tune right now about
thank you.
chainsaw gonna take that right hand road. Yet I ain't gonna stop till I come up here, big mama.
Till I come up and be my uncle.